Well, it's a very interesting decision, and it's a high-risk bet by the Brumby government. The reason being that they decided to re-tender, re-franchise back in 2007, and just as they were doing that, the OECD came out with a very negative report about the franchising model that we use in Melbourne. And of course, that was before all the meltdowns that occurred with Connex during the summer, the Oaks Day debacle and things like that. So basically, the Brumby government's betting a lot that this refranchising will be successful and will deliver the kind of public transport system people want. But there are many problems about that occurring, and not the least of it is the need for a lot more investment in trains, in rolling stock, in signalling, and if that investment doesn't occur, the Brumby government might find that it has a real problem on its hands. Well, Connex had a lot of difficulties, particularly in the summer when the heat wave came and they were unable to provide reliable service. And it would be very optimistic to think that another operator can simply walk in with the existing tracks, the existing signalling, the existing rolling stock and the existing system design and accomplish the kind of performance that is being experienced in Hong Kong, for example, where the whole system is only 20 years old and where the most modern technology is available. Well, I think the important thing to consider is that Melbourne has now a fairly unusual system of public transport operations through franchising. The OECD doesn't think it's a good system. The public don't think it's a good system. This is the last roll of the dice. The Brumby government must deliver effective public transport during the life of these contracts, and of course there could be a perverse incentive there that they may need to throw money at the operators to ensure that they don't incur the political cost of further failures. So really, unless they can make this set of privatisations work, I think there will be an overwhelming call for this system introduced by Mr. Kennett to be replaced by one of the two systems the OECD recommends. The OECD says basically with public transport, it should either be publicly operated or it should be operated on the basis of specific gross contracts. In other words, contracts to deliver a particular service for a particular price. Now, best practice in Australia in public transport operation rests in Perth and in Brisbane, where you have 100% public operation. And it's really quite an odd man out situation that we have in Victoria with this this strange neither fish nor fowl system of privatisation. And it will be very interesting to see if it can be patched up to survive another round or whether it is really on the way out. That's what we'll see over the next 8 years' life of these two contracts. Well, they're both very interesting businesses, very competent businesses in their own sphere. Talking about the Hong Kong one first, the ownership structure is interesting. It's 23% privatised and 77% owned by the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region of the Chinese government. So when we say we have a privatised train system, we actually have a government-run train system. It's just that it's not run by our government. And of course, the same is true to some extent with Keolis, because Keolis is 45% owned by SNCF, the French national railway system owned by the French government. So, in fact, there's a very large government stake in both the new train operator and the new tram operator. Everyone was surprised by the decision in relation to Yarra Trams because that company was well run, it had very good customer relations and very good relations with its staff. The last two CEOs spent a lot of time talking with tram drivers and making sure there was very good morale, and a number of those drivers expressed surprise when the change occurred. The new operator, Keolis, does have four smallish tram systems in France, but they're all much, much smaller than the Melbourne system. One of them is actually a guided bus system and three are small, very small tram systems with quite modern equipment and put into service only in the last few years. So they'll have a big job cut out because the Melbourne tram system has a lot of very old electrical equipment. It has a lot of very old rolling stock. And of course, the government's program of providing tram priority in crowded streets has been proceeding fairly slowly, and that impacts on reliability. So Keolis will really have a big task to do to follow in the footsteps of Yarra Trams. Keolis is a larger company than Transdev, the other French company that operated Yarra Trams. It's about twice the size, but it's not as big a tram operator, so it really will have a challenge. Well, as I said before, both the new companies are very experienced operators and effective operators in their own sphere. Think of the SNCF and the Trains du Grand Vitesse in France. They're very good technologically, and so is MTR in Hong Kong. That said, the successive government's neglect of investment in every sphere of public transport operation in Melbourne is a huge burden for any operator to deal with, and that neglect extends right across the gamut of their operations. It involves lack of investment in track, in new lines, in rolling stock, in electrical equipment, in signalling, in marketing, and in training. So we have to hope that those companies have put something pretty good in these secret tenders that is going to deliver the promises. And of course, one of the problems about this tendering process is that it's not really very transparent. So as members of the public, we are not privy to the considerations that led to the government's decisions.